to negotiate the terms of surrender or ceasefire for either of these two parties. That's in line with what Europe wants. That's consistent with how the Biden administration handled things. They used to say nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine.
Israel said today it allowed the first humanitarian aid into Gaza since March. Five trucks versus 600 a day before the ceasefire collapsed. CBS's Deborah Pato reports it's an abrupt about-face for Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Israel has said up until now that there were no food shortages, but last night, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that they will let in a limited amount of aid to avert what he called a starvation crisis.
The UN says the aid was just a drop in the ocean. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from moving forward with its dismantling of the U.S. Institute of Peace. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the judge also ruled the think tank was taken over by blunt force. FBI agents and D.C. police helped Doge gain entry.
She says this not only represents a misuse of power and a way of conducting government affairs, but was unnecessarily traumatizing to the committed leadership and employees of the Institute of Peace, who she says deserve better.
Ronald Reagan created the Institute 40 years ago. Former President Biden expressed gratitude today for the outpouring of support after his cancer diagnosis. Dr. David Aga says there is a treatment for that type of prostate cancer.
The standard treatment for this, really independent of age, is to remove something the cancer is addicted to. In this case, it's testosterone. It's the hormone that feeds the growth of this cancer. By blocking the production and the signaling of this hormone, the cancer many times stops growing and goes into a dormant state.
There's been another system outage at a Philadelphia air traffic control center that handles flights in and out of Newark and New Jersey. The FAA says the outage was 2 seconds, but it came midday when the skies were full of planes. It's the fourth outage since late April. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 137 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Social Security office in Racine has moved. It was on Durand Avenue. Now it's in the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center near the interstate. There's no word yet on what prompted the move. The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street. City of Racine crews are still collecting storm debris. DPW is picking up branches curbside. They've expanded bulky item pickup, and special hours are in place at the Pearl Street facility. Officials are warning about out-of-state storm chaser scams. They advise hiring local contractors for repairs. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin in Racine abruptly closed on Friday. That surprised staff and community members. There's more details about the closure and how they were getting funding available online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers possible late, and a low in the mid-40s. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday. A high in the low 50s. Currently 49 degrees.
Beatles on WRJN, and a man caught with a ham and cheese sandwich stuffed with drugs was arrested in Spain. A photo shared by police showed slices of bread, ham and melted cheese, and 3.5 ounces of cocaine.
Yeah. Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and Brewers baseball is back on the air with us. Next game coming up tonight, Baltimore in town to take on the Brewers. And we've got the pregame for you at 6:05. Brewers baseball brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Check out the entire schedule online at WRJN.com. And go Brewers!
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers baseball tonight.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard, too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
1957, it's the Champs and Tequila on WRJN. That song, by the way, won the Best Rhythm and Blues Performance at the first ever Grammy Awards back in 1959.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. Chest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, let him scare. Seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
Monkeys on WRJN, also your home for the Don Rosen Morning Show. You can listen to Don every weekday morning and hear tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. The decision removes a hurdle allowing the $360 million project to continue moving through the approval process. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street. Public Works crews are putting in a lot of work cleaning up from last week's storms. The city of Racine is continuing storm debris cleanup with people able to place tree limbs and branches in the right-of-way for pickup. City crews worked throughout the weekend in the impacted areas. There are special extended hours available at the Pearl Street Yard Waste Drop-Off Site and the Solid Waste Transfer Station. A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has a recap.
The National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys on Friday and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita Scale. The National Weather Service says winds of 125 miles per hour hit New Richmond in far northwest Wisconsin, and 120 mile per hour peak winds destroyed parts of Juneau, Mayville, and Colby in southern areas of the state. Now, in just 2 days so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total. The state's average is 23 per year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers possible late, and a low in the mid-40s. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday, a high in the low 50s. Right now it's 48.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin's here. And last week, remember all those storms that came through Thursday night?
Yes. Oh, scary.
Did you get them where you were?
You know, we had the threat of them and all the warnings were on TV. But no, we just had some rain. We needed more. And some strong winds. And that's all.
Yeah, well, you're in Lake Geneva.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you a little bit away from where we are.
Yeah.
So I got off the air last Thursday, and I zipped up to Mitchell Airport, was going to pick somebody up at the airport, and I knew the storms were coming in, and the plane got in just fine, no problem there. And he gets off the plane, and I said, oh, do you have any checked baggage? He said, yes. Normally, he says, normally I don't have any checked baggage. But today I was bringing golf clubs, and he says, yeah, I've got checked baggage. I said, okay. So we went down to the baggage claim area, and that's when the hail started.
Oh.
And they couldn't get anything off the planes because nobody could get outside. You know, it's too dangerous for them to get any luggage off the planes.
They'd be pelted.
Exactly.
Wow. I never think about that.
Right.
Stuff.
Right. Yeah. It took 2.5 hours to get luggage.
Oh, my gosh. You're
2.5 hours to get luggage.
Oh, wow. Did you go have a drink at the bar or right. What'd you do? And then drive home. No, I'm joking. But
no,
yeah.
it was just one of those sitting. He was like, well, you know what? If you don't mind, I've got some work to do. So he whipped out his laptop and he just started getting some work done. I'm like, okay, well nice to see you.
Well, if you walk around, Mitchell Airport is so nice.
I don't know.
And it's one of the best airports, I think, in the country because it's just easy for us, you know, Wisconsinites to get into that airport in southern Wisconsin. And it's so nice. And the best thing about that airport, they have the coolest used bookstore.
Oh,
have you
okay.
ever been in there?
Before you go through security?
It's yes, before you go through security. And it is the coolest. I mean, it's nothing fancy. It's books up to the ceiling, old ones. They're all old. And I got some pretty good books one time when I was there.
So you can, I mean, if you don't have to go through security, you could just go and shop there.
You could. Yeah. Yep. There's lots of shops right Very before cool. you go through security. So, yep.
All right. There's my friend Robin with her book recommendations. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying. Let's hang on to what we've got. Don't let go, girl.
Grassroots Temptation Eyes on WRJN. You want to save some money? You can go to WRJN.com, click on that big deals banner, save 30, 40, 50% or more. If you go to WRJN.com, click on that big deals tab.
I've got sunshine.
I'm falling in love. It's too
found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. How would you like a little piece of nostalgia? You can hear Paul Harvey back on the air, the late Paul Harvey back with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can hear Paul Harvey. I love hearing him again. You can hear him weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen and at 12:05 in the midday with Dan Marcus. It's brought to you in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. Hear Paul Harvey on the air and check out the archived episodes online at WRJN.com.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Plus, coming up, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we feature the class of 1969. It's all coming up.
I'm This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump spoke by phone today with the Russian and Ukrainian presidents.
Trying to get that whole thing wrapped up. What a shame that it ever started in the first place.
Now he says the two countries will negotiate immediately on a ceasefire. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The phone call, at least today, could be seen as a jumpstart or a restart of those talks between the two countries. And the president saying, look, you sort this out, we'll cut some economic deals with you like we're cutting them around the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. But you got to sort this out first. And if the Pope offers you a place to meet and to stay, you should take him up on that.
Trump says the Pope would be very interested in hosting the talks. The Supreme Court today allowed the Trump administration to strip the legal protections of 350,000 Venezuelans, which could permit deportations. An air traffic control center in Philadelphia suffered another system outage today, as Olivia Rinaldi reports.
The FAA says the outage was brief, lasting only 2 seconds, but happened at a time during high air traffic volume around 11:30 in the morning. And this is at least the fourth outage since April 28th.
The center handles flights in and out of Newark in New Jersey. Federal transportation officials are investigating the deadly crash of a Mexican Navy ship into New York's Brooklyn Bridge over the weekend. The NTSB's Michael Graham.
This is the start of a long process. We will not be drawing any conclusions. We will not speculate. We will also not be determining the probable cause while we're on scene.
There is more severe weather in the forecast today, including for areas hard hit over the weekend. CBS's Jim Krasula reports on the devastation in eastern Kentucky.
Tina Carnes has devoted herself to helping others, and she suddenly now in need herself. Carnes, who heads up an organization.